couple of weeks ago, we broadcast an interview with a teenage girl who told us she'd been forced to leave Glengormley High School because of a campaign of bullying. After that interview was aired, we were contacted by other people claiming they'd been bullied at the same school. One of the messages was from a mother of a boy who hasn't attended Glengormley for 5 months because of bullying. Our reporter Nicola Weir went to visit him at his home. Just a note of warning before we play this interview, there is language that some people might find offensive.
In the very beginning, I was a no one. Everyone just thought I was weird. They didn't understand what I was like. They didn't know what I was doing. They didn't know why I was like what I was. They, no one wanted to come near me.
That's because you're autistic.
Yes, it is. And being autistic, it means you act different ways. You take things different way. You take things differently. You act differently to different ways and different environments.
So, from the very beginning, you were marked out as slightly different from everybody else.
Yes. I don't even want to say it, what they've called me.
Well, what have they called you?
They've called me a fat bastard. They've called me a useless shit. I'm an ugly prick. Pretty much anything that meant mean to me.
And was that every day?
That was pretty much every day of every hour that I was in that school. I was getting told, I was getting pushed around, I was getting just absolutely everything.
Did you have any friends at that school?
At the time, no, I didn't. I didn't really talk to anyone. I was the one who was always out. I couldn't talk to anyone but teachers, really. And
so are you telling me that you went into school every day and you had nobody else to talk to of your own age?
No, I had nobody talk to you of my own age. I was just alone. I would sit down on the wall. I would just sit on my phone and play a game at lunchtime or break time, and I didn't really have anything else to do. And after that, I would just go to classes, and yet again, I would have no one to talk to, really to help me or nothing.
You must have felt very, very alone.
I did. I felt like I was invisible. I felt like I wasn't worth nothing. I felt like I wasn't really worth being at that school. I shouldn't have been there. I felt like I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know why I was there, what I was there for.
What happened after second year then?
Well, after second year, other wee boys started picking on me. Every day, I was getting punched, I was getting pushed about, I was getting annoyed because I was always the one who wouldn't do nothing. I wouldn't fight back because I don't know why I wouldn't. There was even an incident where I tried to go to the toilet and boys kicked the door and threw a milk carton over me. And I was just soaking for the entire day.
You must have felt worthless.
I didn't... At times, I didn't feel like I wanted to live. I didn't want to live this life. I didn't want to be who I was at that time. I didn't want to live, really.
And you were nearly 4 years at this school. And did you ever go to a teacher and say, I feel worthless, I am being punched and kicked every day, I don't want to live? Did you ever speak to a teacher about the way you were feeling and about the way you were being treated by other pupils?
I did speak to a teacher about it, but I didn't feel like anything was done. Yes, they might have talked to the pupils about what has been done to me, but that all, because I've been told off, they've known that that's come from me, from telling the teachers, so more stuff came back to me. I was getting bullied even more. So eventually I just learned to keep my mouth shut, not to say anything, or else I would just, more and more things would just happen. It's all just piled on top of me, and I just don't know what to do anymore.
And, Mum, you've been sitting listening to your son describe the last 4 years of his life. Hard to listen to?
Sad. Very sad. You shouldn't have to be like that. When you're at school, it's meant to be some of the happiest days of your life. And that's not happy. That's just sad.
How many times did you go into the school to try and see if you could sort it out?
Oh, I'm fed up asking teachers. It just went on that if I got in touch with the teachers then pulled in the kids or whatever that were doing it, so they would then hear that I had been in the school. I would talk to... And then it would come back to my son, and then he would get it even worse because he had told what was happening in the first place. So what do you do? Like, who do you go to? Like, there's zero tolerance to bullies, but I've never seen the like of it in my life. He's having no life. He has no life. He is just in the house and doesn't... He can't even go out. He's too scared to go out, and this is all because of what he suffered in school. Like, you know what I mean? 4 years, how can they not stop things happening in 4 years in school?
Your son has been sitting now for the last four or five months without any schooling whatsoever, yeah. Without homeschooling at all.
Because they want him back in that school. Because they want him back in it, and they're fighting me at the minute to try to get him back into school.
And some people may say, well, do you know what, his education is more important, you really should be putting his education first.
Well, do you know what, his mental health's more important. My son wanted to be a paleontologist because he had such an interest in dinosaurs. And I know it's a passion that he has, but how are you meant to do anything when you can't march your back? How are you meant to concentrate on that? How's anyone meant to learn?
Well, my goodness, that's another shocking story, another story associated with Glengormley High School. There is a statement in from the school. We've asked them repeatedly for an interview. They've declined repeatedly. They've given us yet another statement in which they say Glengormley High School takes any claims of bullying seriously. They say they have robust anti-bullying policy in place. They say that there's a zero tolerance policy in regard to fighting. They condemn all threatening or violent behaviour. And they say pupils are encouraged to resolve tensions or misunderstandings through calm, honest, face-to-face conversations. A range of sanctions, they say, can be issued where and when appropriate, including warnings, detentions and suspensions. They say while it would be inappropriate to comment on any individual case, the school wishes to assure parents that its policies and procedures are designed to ensure the safety and well-being of all pupils. Listening to that, Andy McMoran. Andy, we're running out of time actually here this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
What's your reaction to what you've heard?
Well, first of all, Steve, very difficult to comment when you don't know both sides. I mean, I do know the principal. I do know he's very experienced. He's also strong and he's very caring. But when you listen to what that young lad's been saying, I think... Somebody at some stage got the two sides together, and I'm assuming that the pastoral care system within that school has been working again and again for that young man. But there seems to be some sort of breakdown in communication. Maybe it's on both sides, maybe it's on one side.
Like, it's a shocking story from that young man.
It's tragic, Stephen. Bullying, the effect of bullying is absolutely tragic. Every school in Northern Ireland is bullying, but it's how you deal with it to stop the bullies doing. And I'm keep going back to strong pastoral care, good communication. But a big one is the role of the parent.
Okay.
And that parent's completely turned off by that school at the moment. Something's got to be done about that.
Andy, thank you very much indeed. Morning to you.